Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling the WPCA committee meeting to order at 6:46 hours. We all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the public for which,
One nation,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice.
justice for all. Thank you. Headset's messing up. It keeps going muted. All right. Roll call. Have myself. I'm here. Mr. Miani. I see Mr. Miani muted. Bob, stick your head in the picture, Bob. Right. He's here. Mr. Curtis.
Here.
And Ms. Strickland.
Here.
Good evening. All right, we have a whole flock of people here. Bob, Bob.
I'll call him.
All right. Yeah, I apologize. I don't have everybody's phone number. Otherwise, I would have just sent out a quick text message to the crew, letting them know that this was delayed a little bit. Should put it on speakerphone, Kel.
Hey, Bob, we're up now. Okay. All right, thanks. He's trying to figure out how to unmute it.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Still here. Clicking on the mic, you work.
Welcome, Mr. Miami. I've already marked you here present for the meeting.
Not all there, huh?
That's all right. So I'm going
Okay.
to let me
Okay.
share my screen.
Oh, this is the camera we didn't remember. Okay.
Used to be easy to share my well. Well, I know where we're at, so all right. So I'm assuming everybody could see my screen now.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. So let's go to item number 4, public portion. Is anybody from the public that would like to speak? Anybody from the public that would like to speak? And a third time, anybody from the public? Hearing done, I will close the public portion. Thank you. Number 5, approval of no minutes. Seeing none, on to number 6, Weston and Sampson monthly engineering report. Mr. Tedeschi, all yours.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's a, that's our report there. I'll go right down it. The first one is Route 34 project. Since I wrote this report, we did receive all of the missing CCTV videos. We reviewed them. I have them on a thumb drive, and Ed, I'll drop them off at the plant next time I'm there. I believe the WPCA and the DOT were arranging the material delivery. I think that was, I may have an update on that. Phase 6 of the II removal program, I just got word 2 hours ago from National Water. They're trying to schedule a pre-construction meeting. We're good to go. We'll probably have a, I'll send out some dates to everyone, probably a meeting sometime next week to get that project going. The third item is the MPDS permit renewal. No update there. I haven't got any word from the state as to our application that we put in
Expand that,
a year and a half ago.
He's done awesome.
Fourth item, dewatering system. That's complete. It's working well. There's been a lot of activity on the aeration blower. Ed and his team have and with attrition have installed blowers numbers 2 and 3. I think the electrician was out there today, wrapping it up tomorrow. And I think the plan is for next week or so to have all three blowers operational, two in the manual mode and one in an automatic mode. Until the RTU is built by Aaron. Naugatuck River siphon restoration. We met with FEMA again on July 1st. Last week, they sent us an RFI, a list of a bunch of questions. Anthony Lambaro, WPCA has developed the responses to FEMA. Basically, they're trying to confirm that the recent storm in 24 was in fact the cause of the damage. So they wanted some pictures and before and after. And a bunch of other questions. So we're still pushing that. And the treatment plant upgrade moving forward to with the plant upgrade drawing specifications layout. We have all the processes locked in now. So we're moving on developing drawings. And I was thinking for next month we can do like a brief presentation if you would like to show you what we've been doing. So so if we can maybe possibly have that on the agenda for next month, we'll go through some of the upgrades that are going on. That is it. Any questions? Or?
I'm just taking notes here. Upgrades to the Ferrari front end. What? We'll get that for next week. I mean, next meeting. All right. No questions for the engineering report. We will move on to the next item, which I have number 7, which is invoices from Weston and Sampson. So apparently this one was submitted on July 10th. Weston & Sampson for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade in the amount of $96,700. Bob, you just want to give us a quick overview of what you may have done
to deserve this? Yeah, we're the drawings are being developed for the headworks, the grit removal system, the admin area, primary secondary clarifiers. We're developing the documents that will be presented to DEP and the value engineering firm that will review all the drawings and all the documents. We just finished the hydraulic profile. I just reviewed that this morning. It's a computer model. Revit is the software. It's all the equipment, piping, valves. So I'd like to show you this next month, laying out all the different processes.
Excellent.
So that's where we're at.
So I will entertain a motion to pay Weston & Sampson invoice number 7250260 for the amount of $96,700.
Second.
So I made the motion then. Mr. Miani seconded the motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. This carries. The next invoice, Phase 6 I&I removal program for the amount of $1,600. Bob?
Yeah, so we're starting up. We got the contracts ready to go, and this is for the Phase 6 removal. The contract documents, scheduling the pre-con. So we are moving forward with this project. We're like
excellent. So, Mr. Deske, I just wanted to advise you that I did speak to Mr. Hall about the November 2024 payment, and he assures me that it'll be done in the next payroll pay loop. So that one that says outstanding will be covered at the next pay loop, including this one here. So would anybody like to make a motion to pay Weston & Sampson invoice 725-0116 for the amount of $1,600?
Motion to pay.
Motion by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. All right. Item number 8. Mr. Abel, your report.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. For the month of June in the collection system, we responded to a total of 65 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. And we also responded to a total of 6 emergency callouts sent. For the plant, we had an average daily flow of 1.37 million gallons a day with a total flow of 41.19 million gallons a day, and a max daily flow of 1.85 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen was 92 pounds per day over our permit limit of 71. As of right now, our annual average is 93 pounds per day. That being said, our nitrogen numbers last month were excellent. They were in the low 40s, but we had the bypass where the plant blower shut off on the second week, which brought our numbers from the previous week of 43 to 230.
Ed, can I interrupt? Ed? Can anybody hear what he's saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're loud and clear? Or it's my equipment?
Speak a little bit louder there, Mr. Abel.
I'll certainly try to. So for this month, for the first 2 weeks of July, our nitrogen numbers have been 46 and 41. So hopefully we have everything corrected and back under control. With any kind of luck, we'll meet 71 by the end of the year and make permit. Our average effluent BOD is 8.4 milligrams per liter, with an average suspended solids of 4 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 4.9. For maintenance, we jet cleaned 13,500 feet of city sewer main. We took the grit chamber and the grit tower offline for an annual cleaning and disposal of the grit. And the discharge piping was installed for both the new blowers. In general, the average percent solids for June with the new press is 30.13, even higher than it was last month. We are continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphoning, as we're also continuing to work with DEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all proper permits for the East Derby siphon repair.
Excellent. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Abel in regards to his report?
No, sir.
Excellent. So everybody turn their head sideways. Here we go. Now it's time for Mr. Hall's report. I got it. This is the check register from June 11th to looks like July 10th. And did anybody have any questions in regards to anything that popped up on the check register?
I had a couple things. I guess this would be for Ed. I noticed you're repairing some of the manholes. I see one at First and Caroline and two on Haven Avenue. Is that just to raise the rings to surface?
Yes, sir.
Okay, don't forget the Hilltop, please. I noticed you got a few of them out of the way and the other side of town, too.
That's all. I think the ones on Hilltop are part of the I&I phase 6, that it's going to happen.
Oh, that's good. Correct.
Yes.
Good. All right. Good. So when phase 7 starts, we're going to be all over it. All over.
Are you able to fix that one on Route 34, or is that a different project? Looks like a few manhole covers are kind of low.
Are you referring to the ones over by City Hall that were just put in?
The ones down the road a little more. I think they're more toward Home Depot, in between Home Depot and City Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we're working with the contractor. Those were put into grade and then they paved and now they're below grade. So we can't really with this.
I think some of those are telephone also, but some of ours are low. I drive over them every day and
it's like it's brand new. Everything looks so good and then he's just going down the
neck. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Abel and Mr. Hall in regards to the check register? Hearing none, I see that item 9B, we do have a layout for the budget items that were put in there. And Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, this is basically there's no expenditures as of year to date, right?
Right. All right. So, yeah, a couple things just to call to note. The audit's now complete. All right. So that finished up at the end of June. The numbers that are in here are the final audit numbers for 23-24. So you got to remember, you're always kind of behind with these audits. 24-25 just completed. Like you said, that's the end of June. So, you know, this is where we're at through June year to date in that third column. However, you know, as I work through looking at the audit changes that come through, and we're closing the books, which basically means you're still paying for some bills that are really for last year. You know, there's still a lot of things to do to finish up June 30th and get to the full year number. But overall, I was happy to see that, you know, the WPCA revenues came in right on, or they're currently, you know, trending to be right on 5.2 million, you know, just barely slightly under. So bringing in all of the receipts, they're doing a great job down in the tax office recently. Some of the new people down there is super helpful. And the whole team is part of WPCA now, not just, you know, one part-time person. So, you know, we're going to get a lot better results. And so that's doing great. And then obviously you've got the budget, which was already passed. So these are kind of the updates in the June year to date. I did put the 200,000 in for capital expense. So you'll see that in one of the columns. And basically, I just want to, you know, do a motion at the end to approve the, you know, expensing of the 200,000 for capital and then putting into a capital fund to be used for future purposes as determined by this board. And so if we can do that, then that will take care of that from an audit perspective. And yeah, and we'll keep marching on. So I don't know if anybody's any questions about anything else on here or. I mean, we're also materially under at this point for expenses, 2.3 million versus the budget 3.2. But like I said, there are still a bunch more entries to kind of go in. But that said, I expect to not hit that 3.2 million. Like I said, there was just some large items where we didn't spend, you know, anywhere near what we had budgeted. So, and then on the flip side, on the capital side, we actually overspent the budget. But we know we've got kind of this referendum money that we can draw down on to do these projects. So spending more and getting things done sooner is not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's just important you track it. I got to make sure we have enough cash to pay the bills, or we have to go out to bond, you know, do a bond offering and raise some more money.
All right, are there any questions for Mr. Hall in regards to the budget? Hearing none. Appreciate it. So we have nothing under item number 10 for old business. So new business, item number 11 is to approve the audit fees. That is this invoice here for $31,000 for Acavallo and Company LLC. Can you just explain, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, so it's just the portion for the Derby WPCA, so the $7,650. So that's the only part that needs to get approved. The rest, the city will pay the rest.
Okay, so do I have a motion to pay $7,650 for the audit from Acavello and Company LLC?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Do I have any discussion on paying the $7,650 for the audit? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. So moved. So you have your $7,650 there, Mr. Hall. The last item agenda under new business, item 11B, is approval to create a $200,000 capital fund for future capital purchases. Discussion of possible action. Mr. Hall just went over it. Basically, we want to take $200,000. This is a revolving fund, right, Mr. Hall? This line item will not go away at the end of each year.
Correct. That's the purpose of creating it, is so that it stays solvent, even, you know, so you can spend it in the future whenever you want.
So this line item will be for capital projects that are approved by this board, and the line item would remain basically forever until somebody else long after us does away with it. So do I have any discussion on the creation of this $200,000 capital fund?
Could we decide if there were going to be restrictions that would be like set in stone for these reserves or no?
I don't think we technically came up with any restrictions. I think that it's more of a common sense spending on larger items that we need to get done. I mean, we're not sending Ed's boys out to dinner again on this one. So he spent the $200,000 on the last one in one night of partying. So, but no, it's, I don't think we technically have any restrictions. Ed or Brian, what type of project could you foresee?
Well, the restriction is this: it can't be spent without this board's approval. So whatever it is we end up buying with this money or using it for, it's going to require the board's approval before it happens.
It's a capital expense, so mainly it would be used for plant upgrade purposes, upgrading equipment, upgrading vehicles, anything like that.
Okay.
Mary, I think I originally brought that up about 6 months ago. Just my thought is the Vactor truck, the one for sucking out the manholes and the catch basins, because I know to replace, it's getting older, and I know to replace it, you're probably talking almost $1 million now. So that was my idea the past couple of years, you know, leaning toward that vehicle. But if it's for capital, it can be anything.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so I will make a motion that Mr. Hall creates a line item in the budget for capital fund, for revolving capital fund, starting with $200,000 capital. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, Mr. Hall, you're all set. You want to create that line item? Mr. Abel, you know that it's there. My glasses aren't dirty, but my camera is definitely foggy here. It's getting a little hot.
I'm going to be creating a fund just for clarity's sake.
It's the line item.
It's going to be a capital fund that, with $200,000 in it from the line item that you just allocated the money from the 24-25 budget year.
It's nice when we have that kind of extra left over from the expenditures in the budget. All right. Does anybody have anything else before I call item number 12?
No, sir.
Well, I wish you all a great weekend. Temperature is supposed to go down by Friday, so enjoy it. Thank you, and I'll see you next month.
You too. Have a good day.
Take care.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
the record should reflect that the meeting is adjourning at 7:11 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Garfall.
Thanks. Bye-bye.